Glory! You are! Hallelujah! 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 There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal. There's nobody that is greater than you, God. Hallelujah! Oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We're gonna bless you. We're gonna bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Glory. 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 Oh, God. If I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. I give it to you, God. Because you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. 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 You are great, God. You are all powerful. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are. You are. And we acknowledge you on today, Lord, as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation. You are glorious, God. You're glorious, God. You're glorious, God. You're glorious, God. And we lift up our voices unto you today. Oh, mama, neluko siya. We lift up our hearts unto your koshanda. We lift up koshanda la kasiya. You said that lift up koshanda, that it will lift you up, your jaws closer. So draw just a little bit closer, because we want to be in your presence. Draw just a little bit closer, Lord. We want to lay at your feet. Draw just a little bit closer. We want to feel your breath in our face. Oh God, breathe on us tonight, God. Rain on us tonight, God. Saturate your people, Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. You're worthy, God. You are worthy of it all, God. We don't bless you enough. We don't give it to you enough. But we want to give it to you right now. Oh, God. We want to outpour to you right now, God. Because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, God. And we tell you that we love you. We tell you that we adore you, God. Oh, Lord, we are my mind in the Cosia. We love you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shut it up, Cosia. And we dare not exalt anything or anybody higher than you. We dare not exalt any sickness higher than you. We dare not exalt anything in this world higher than you. And if by chance we have, we pulling it down now, God. Oh, God, we pulling it down. Any crown we ever worn, we laying it at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we laying it at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we laying it at your feet, God. Because you are the only superstar. You are the only one to get the spotlight. It's all about you, God. And we want to glorify you and acknowledge you as being a soul source and the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation, God. God, there's nobody else that is greater than you, Lord. Oh, there's nobody else that is greater than nobody else to hold all the power in their hands but you, God. You are the one that sits high and look low. You are the one that promotes and pour down. You are the one that blesses, God, and you curse. It is you, God, that does it all. He called Baba Shed and Loco Sagna. You, God. Oh, Baba Shed and Loco See. And we give you our best on today, God. And so many times we don't ever to get out of your presence. But Lord, we know that if we're in your presence, we in that little cozy, we in that secret place. You hide us in that pavilion, God. Can't nothing come in there, God, but your wedding. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We are Manani the local seat. We bow down to you, Lord. We bow down to you today, God. Oh, God. Oh, we love being in your presence. We want you to sup with us, Jesus. Ah! Oh God, we welcome you, Lord. We welcome you in Yokoshan and Akasia. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, God, into our hearts. We welcome you, God, into our minds. We welcome you, God, into this sanctuary. We welcome you, God, into our bodies. Oh, God, you are welcome into this place. Oh, my shame and oversee. You are welcome, God. You are welcome, Iko Mama Nene Nani Loko Si. Rain down on your people today, God. Rain down on your people today, God. Oh, Mama Nene Loko Si. Give your people a fresh dip and a new anointing. Iko Shanene Loko Si. Rain down on your people, Oko Shandere Lakasia. Rain, God. Rain, God. Rain, God. Hey, Lord, Oko Si. Oh, God, rain, God. He called my man Nere La Casilla. Rain, he called my man Nere La Casilla. Yere Loco Shanna. Wow! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! There's nobody, Father God, that is more precious to me than you. Oh, God. Oh, God. We call Baba Shed and Okosia. Oh, Remi Okosane and Akasia. Oh, Baba Shed and Okosia. Ah! You are so gracious towards us, God. Even when we do not deserve it. You are so gracious towards us, God. Even when we never see ya. You are so gracious. Oh, Lord, and you go she. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you on today, God, for your presence. We thank you for the occasion that I see. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for who you are. We want to thank you for what you are doing right now at this very moment, God. You know, he's stirring the pot. It's some things rumbling in the Okosi, in the atmosphere. For opening up the windows of heaven. Thank you, Father God, for the privileges. Thank you, Lord, for the access. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the redirecting. The Lord is redirecting some things. Thank you, Lord, for redirecting some things, Jesus. Thank you, God, for redirecting some things, Lord. You know what we need. You know when we need it. And you know how much of it we need. Oh, God, how we thank you. How we thank you, God. How we thank you for the manifestation of your spirit. By your might and by your power, God. Oh, mama, little local city. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Settle in the hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Settle in the minds of your people on tonight, Lord. Oh, my man, Nidalokosi. Uproot some things on today, and that you don't go see that your people may be able to break through some things, Jesus. Oh, God. Let not your people be comfortable where they are in that place. Let them seek you the more, God. Take your people a little bit higher. Take them a little bit deeper, God. That they will seek your face with their whole heart, God. Oh, my mind, the local shunning, my mind, the local see. Oh, God, oh, God. Hiya, my mind, the local city. So many of your people have built up these walls and these terraces, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-S. I just see a whole bunch of terraces and a whole bunch of walls that has been built up. The Lord want to tear down some of this stuff. Keep on holding on to that's preventing us from being elevated, that's preventing us from seeking his face, that's stopping us from glorifying him. He want to pour down all this stuff that's got us consumed and wrapped up worrying about what people say and what they think about us. He want us to tear down these things because he can't get past them if you don't tear them down. He's not going to come and bump your territory, but he wants you to willingly invite him in. Invite him in, said the Okoshafnedelakasiya. Oh, my man, Nedelokosi. Oh, Baba, Shedelokosanaha. Oh, God. Oh, God, manifest yourself tonight, Lord. That your people may understand what you want to do in their lives individually. Oh, my mind, Nidala Kasiya. Oh, God. The Lord is showing me that it's so many times that we be so clouded and so wrapped up the cares of this world and this life and all the stuff that's going on around us, that we don't make time for him. We ain't got time to pray. We want to sleep. We want to slumber. We want to go to work. We want to do all these things faithfully to the world, but we do not want to be faithful unto God, and yet we want him to be faithful unto us. What if he stopped being faithful to us? Don't y'all know we are all dropped dead? Because his faithfulness is what breathes breath into our bodies every day. He makes sure that our heart has palpitations. He makes sure he don't skip a beat, baby. But we won't be faithful to him in no way. Only because we want stuff. And if he don't do it, we get mad or angry. Come on, somebody. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you to willingly and openly write down all these things that you know is a hindrance in your life concerning your relationship with the Lord. Oh, my mind. Touch us in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we write these things down and release these things, Lord. Touch us in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we empty ourselves out and we don't be all cluttered and we won't be all bombarded with this stuff. Lord, touch us in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to empty our minds out, Lord, and not hold on to these things, worrying about what other people think or what other people saying or how other people look at us. Lord, let us empty out all these things in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be free, that your spirit can come in willingly. Help us on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Complete the work that you begun inside of your people, that they will not continue, Father God, to be so self-willed. They will not continue, Father God, to be self. They will not continue, Father God, to be selfish and be selfless. They will not continue, Father God, to do what they want to do and how they want to do it. They will not continue, Father God, not to seek your face, but they will turn a new leaf. Being consistent, being true, living in holiness and sanctification. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, niloko shanidala. That we may approve ourselves and search ourselves, Lord, that we may be true in every area of our lives, removing us from that familiar territory, that we may enter into the new place that you want to take us to. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to stop denying freedom. The Lord said, don't deny freedom no more. That's you in bondage. The Lord say, don't deny freedom no more. Jesus. Some of us like to be in bondage. Some of us like to be in captivity. The Lord been preaching for the last 3 weeks about these things, that we may not be in that place. He has been giving us some things that we may be able to use and be free within our own selves, that he may be able to free us from ourselves. But we don't want to do it. We so prideful. Lord, tear down that spirit of pride and haughtiness, that spirit of deceit. Tear it all down on today, that we will not be deceiving ourselves into thinking and believing that we're not worthy, or he won't do this for me like he do for you. That's deception, because God has no respect of persons. If you're deceiving your own self, I'm going to say it again. You look. Being in that place of captivity in your thoughts and in your mind. I bind and rebuke every spirit that's causing you to be entangled in the realm of captivity right now in the name of Jesus. And I lose freedom in your thoughts, freedom in your mind, freedom in your heart. You got to have freedom in your heart in order for your mind to be clear. Jesus. Help us on today, God, as we write these things down, as we release these things to you, Lord. Oh, my mind, little Lord. Help us on today, God, and give us a heart of acceptance, that we may be able to accept your truth. We may be able to accept your correction. We may be able to accept your direction. We may be able to accept your word, God. And you are the word. You are the word, God. So give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord. Oh, my man, oh, Baba, shede loko sanaha. Hi, a man, nere loko shanaha. Hi, a man, nere loko shanaha. Yega, yega, yega. Today, we thank you for your word and for your direction. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives on today, God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together collectively in your sanctuary, God, that we may be able to fellowship and commune with you in the spirit. We thank you on today for even giving us a mind to want to come in here. Oh, yeah, God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for redirecting some things in our lives, Lord, that we did not even know what direction to go in. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you for smoothing the path and the jagged edges. We want to thank you for the road that you moved, all the stumbling blocks and the barriers out the way. Oh, the Lord said that no barriers and no stumbling blocks in front of you, prophetess. It ain't nothing in front of you, says the Lord. Nothing that can stop what I am doing, says the Lord. See, the enemy got a tendency of trying to distract us. Y'all notice what I said. I say trying to distract us. Because let me tell you something about the devil. He wants to keep you distracted that you cannot focus on God. He'll use your finances, your family, your friends, your vision, what you hear, what you see, how you and what to people that you be around. He'll use your thoughts the most to distract you from being focused on God, because he know that if you get focused and lined up with the Lord, he know he in trouble. He not gonna have rule over you. Stop letting the Lord have rule over you, sweetie. Let God be God in you. Oh, my man, the loco shana. Oh, God. The enemy wants to destroy our thoughts towards God. He do not want us to think good towards him. He do not want us to be faithful to him. He do not want us to love him. And he sure don't want us to worship him. Don't you know when you do everything opposite of what the Bible says, you worshiping the devil? That's what he wants you to do. Because he know if he can get you to do that, everything in your life is hindered. And you only gonna get mediocre stuff. You not gonna get the true blessings back. Oh, my mind, let look up, see. Open up the hearts of your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may accept you in totality, Lord, that you will prepare their hearts to receive every blessing that you have already prepared for them. Touch your people in their hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may loose the old and enter into the new. Help your people on today and bind up any and every spirit that's causing your people to be distracted and held hostage, even within themselves, says the Lord. He say you holding your own self hostage with your actions, your reactions, your perceptions, the way you treat others, the way you act towards others, what you think about others. You holding your own self hostage. I am not pleased, says God. Oh, God, we release up these things, God. We release any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, any perverted thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, talking about one another, gossiping, any ill will we have towards one another, any wickedness that we think towards one another, anything that we think that make or want people to 30 or go see, to see their very demise, we loose it on today, Father God. Oh, my mind, Nedeloko Shana. We shaking off any and everything that has held us in bondage and has kept us in captivity. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we lose freedom in the wholeness and totality in our very being. Hey! Dispatch your angels on our behalf, Father God. That they would go before us, Father God, and even in the warning of what's to come. Let us be spiritually sensitive and inclined to your spirit, God, that we would not, the inner being within us, to do what it wanted, but what you designed us to do. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today. Reign, God. Reign, God. Reign in a mighty way, God. Oh, Baba, shed it, Lord. Revealing yourself in your majesty even the more. Oh, Baba, shed it, Lord. Time is running out and time is winding down. God ain't going to keep warning the folk. He ain't going to keep giving you chance after chance after chance. Because when he turned you over to reprobate, you already is signed, sealed, and delivered, and headed straight for perdition. And that's hell. Lord, help us not to just decipher the word that you read. Help us not just pick and choose what we want to apply to our lives. But let us eat the whole road, Jesus. Let us not speak things that we do not want to accept, that is contrary to what you've written, God. Oh, Baba, shun it, loco, see. But give us a heart of acceptance that even if we walk in it, we will not even try to make others to practice it or walk in it. Sever that blind demon on today, God. That we will not continue to love our own selves and thinking and believing. Oh, he know my heart. He does. This is why he says it's deceitful and desperately wicked. Above all things, who can do it? Baby, their heart divides all kind of wicked and evil against one another, even against their own selves. That's why suicide is running rampant in the land. I bind up the spirit of suicide, degradation, and segregation, even now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give us a heart that we may be able to please you, Lord. Give us a heart on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not have a hard heart. Remove the hardness of the heart on today and the stiff neck. Remove any pride and haughtiness on today, Father God, that spirit of accusation or pointing a finger or even wagging the head. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to even condemn our own selves, because you are not a God of condemnation, but you are a God of conviction, which conviction leads us to repentance. Help us on today, Father God, to repent. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to choose you. Oh, let us choose you, God. Oh, my man, little local seer. Oh, Baba, share the local seer. Oh, God, go down each and every last one of these pews. Meet the needs of your people individually, God. Let them get in a hurry about their salvation. Oh, my man, little local seer. Let them get in a hurry about their salvation, Lord. Oh, Baba, share the local sanaha. Oh, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the warnings. And we thank you, God, for the peace. But most of all, we thank you for Son Jesus and for the blood. Because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would go or what we would be doing. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. Lord, I'm asking you to comfort the hearts of your people. Comfort them on today, Father God, and encourage them that they may press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in your Son, Christ Jesus. I'm asking you to write your words upon the tables of their heart, bind it about their neck, stirred up in the very bowels of their belly. Oh, my man, nidaloko shanaha. Give us a heart of repentance and even absolutions and forgiveness, that we won't have a grudging heart. Let us get past the past. Let us get over that thing, God, that conversation, that word, that viewpoint. Let us get over that, God, because Zikonanaha is holding us back from being whole in you. We want to be whole, God. I'm standing in a gap on today, Lord, for every nation, every tongue, every religion, every nationality, every culture in every country. Oh God, I ask you, Lord, to hear these prayers. Consider them. Remove any hidden intentions and any hidden motives. In your Son Jesus' name, touch the speaker on tonight, God. Cover your blood and hide it behind your cross. Give her your strength. Give her your peace. Give her your hope. Because of fire on her tongue and burn up everything that's not like you, that she'll only speak the oracles of you. Fill her with your spirit, Father God, that everything that she produce on tonight, it'll be like fire. I'm asking you to do it even now. Even now, God. In your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. Jesus.
You bow before the King.
Jesus.
I bow before the King.
Jesus.
I bow before the King.
Jesus.
I bow before the King.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. Come on and worship Him. Come on and magnify Him. Father God, we just bless you on tonight. Lord God, I pray that as I stand before your people, Lord God, that I will only speak those things that you would, that I will hear of you, Lord God. Anoint my lips to pray that I will only speak the oracles of God. And Lord God, I decree and declare and I pray that it will follow with power and in demonstration, Lord God. I thank you for doing it now. I thank you that souls shall be set free. Souls shall be saved. Lord God, the sick shall be healed, Lord God. That miracles, signs, and wonders will take place in this place on tonight, Lord God. We thank you that nobody will leave empty. Nobody will leave void, but all of our needs will be met. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on and magnify Him. Come on and glorify Him. For He is the King of kings and He is the Lord. Glory to God. 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 I don't know about y'all, but I have noticed that the fire has been turned up, that the heat has been turned up, which lets me know that I'm at the right temperature, that I'm in the right place with God, because I'm messing up some things. I'm shaking up some things. I'm stirring up some stuff. The devil done got scared because I'm on the scene and Jesus is with me. I thank God for it on today. I thank God for it on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said we'll walk through the fire. We won't be burned. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank Him for it on today. I thank God for being in this place for such a time as this. I thank God for the equipping, for the preparing. I thank God for the consecration, for the sanctification. I thank Him for the justification. I thank Him for it on tonight. I thank Him for it on tonight. He is my Redeemer. And I know that my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you on tonight to keep on pressing on. As I was on my way here, and then Pastor Tate started praying about it and praying about the distractions, and the Lord was dealing with me about the weights and the sins. And a lot of times we focus on the sin, but what about the weight? A weight is a distraction. A weight is an annoyance. A weight is something that irritates you. Anything that can easily beset you. He said easily. That's when somebody's talking loud. That's when somebody, just things that people do to annoy you. Just sometimes somebody's presence can annoy you. That weight. That weight, that thing that you need to get out your heart, that when you see them, you just want to go the other way.
Come on.
When you hear their name, it don't even have to be that individual, but it can be a Sarah, but because it's another Sarah, you want her to leave because her name is Sarah.
Praise God.
God is dealing with us on those things, y'all.
Jesus.
The enemy has turned up the distraction.
Come on.
And the Lord was ministering to me about that, and I said, Lord, I'm staying the course.
Jesus.
I refuse to be distracted. I've been distracted and off course for too many times.
Come on.
You can get distracted and you feel like, okay, if I address this, I can get right back on track. But you'll find yourself years later still dealing with that same thing. Because it is a yoke of bondage.
Come on.
And He says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Again.
So He wants us to be free.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wants us to be free. God has been dealing with us heavy about our inward man, about our inward parts.
My God.
And this week, The Lord was just ministering about the emotions. How to handle and have a, he said, an unbalanced weight. It's a sin unto God. We got to have a balance. He knows that we're flesh. He knows that we deal with our emotions, but an unbalanced weight. So God wants us to just focus, stay focused, and drive in. Drive in on him and stay focused on him. So I encourage you tonight to just stay focused on God. But the Lord has a question for us tonight. We're going to talk a little bit first just to set up the scene. You know how we like to invite people to our house. Some of us like to be hospitable. We invite people. We set up the food. We set it up real nice. We season it real good. And sometimes, even when we fix a plate for ourselves, we fix it just right. Man, we want to season. If it needs hot sauce, we're going to put that hot sauce bottle there. If it needs some slap your mama, we're going to put some slap your mama there. Whatever we need, we're going to have. And if I need some butter for my roll, I'm going to put it there.
Yes.
I'm going to have me a nice place to eat. It's going to be a clean table. Everything's going to be out of the way. I'm going to have me a nice clean glass of water. My taste buds is all set. Yes. For what it is I want to eat. Not only do we eat with our mouth, but we eat with our eyes.
Come on.
If something doesn't look satisfying or tasteful, we won't bother it.
That's right.
A lot of times we say, I don't want that.
I pass.
Even if it's your favorite food, if it doesn't have the appearance of what you're used to, a lot of times we'll pass on it.
That's right.
Ooh, that don't look like it have enough cheese. That macaroni don't look like it have. Or either if somebody used shell noodles and you like them elbow.
Yeah.
Just little, we're just meticulous about how we like our things.
That's it. That's true.
Certain people put sugar on spaghetti. Others just like seasons and salts and whatever. And you know, sugar on grits or salt on grits. We're very particular about how we like our food. We're concerned about what our mouth engage in once we put it in there.
That's right.
We want it to just burst open all of those taste buds. We want our palate to just burst open. And sometimes it gets so good we just get to shaking our leg. You better get some of this or it's going to be gone.
Okay.
Did you cook? When are you going to cook this again?
When are you going to cook this again?
Well, the Lord wants us to think about tonight. His question to us is, how is your appetite?
Jesus.
How is your appetite?
Jesus.
Appetite is different from hunger.
Come on.
It's two different things. But his question is, how is your appetite? And I began to search this thing. I was like, my God. Because, you know, we just say stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, my appetite just hasn't been the same. You know, I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want to eat. And like I said, we don't really think about sometimes the difference in appetite and hunger.
Right.
Eat and taste.
Yes, right.
You know, it's a difference in them. They all fall into the same category, but it's a difference.
Yes.
So I'm going to read to you what the difference, what the definition for an appetite is. It's a strong, this is for a spiritual appetite. A strong desire or liking for something. It can be a result of hunger, but often has other causes, such as emotional or environmental conditions. Now, when it speaks of environmental, it's relating to or arising from a person's environment. So here, this definition is telling me, it mentioned nothing about food. It says that it is all, but often has other causes such as emotional.
Come on.
Or environmental conditions, what's around you.
Come on.
The company we keep.
Say it.
The music we listen to.
Jesus.
The shows we watch.
Jesus.
People we watch.
Jesus.
That's the definition for appetite. Jesus. It was another one that says simply to eat. Mm-hmm. But this one is the one we're going to use tonight for where we're going. So first we're going to go to Matthew 5 and 6. And while we're going there, I'm going to read to you two definitions, which is hunger and thirst. Mm-hmm. Hunger is to have an eager desire. Eager means to be moved by a strong and urgent desire or interest.
Come on.
This definition has nothing to do with food.
Nothing.
Thirst, an eager longing, craving, or yearning.
Jesus.
Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed are they which do hunger, which do have an eager desire, or an urgent desire or interest, and thirst, longing, craving, yearning after righteousness.
My God.
For they shall be filled.
Could you repeat that, please, prophets?
Blessed are they which do eagerly hunger, strong and urgent desire or interest.
Jesus.
And thirst, longing, craving, or yearning after righteousness. Where they shall be filled. He says, so blessed are they who eagerly desire, strongly and urgently have a desire and interest in me. After my righteousness. Not seeking their own righteousness.
Come on, Lord.
Not seeking their own way.
My God.
But a strong, urgent, eager, yearning, longing, craving, an urgent desire or interest after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
My God.
How is your appetite? While we're going through this, think about our appetites.
My God.
And like I said, sometimes we'll say, my appetite just haven't been the same.
Help us, Lord, to be eager. Jesus.
And eager means to be moved by a strong and urgent desire.
Come on.
Or interest. And then when you read thirst, that word eager again, an eager longing, craving, or yearning. Psalms 42 and 2 says, my soul longeth after thee as the deer panteth for the waters.
Jesus.
One thing about David, he did some stuff, but he knew how to long and yearn and earn out to God. The word tells us that he was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
And you, when you begin to read those Psalms and follow the life of David, David truly loved the Lord.
Yes, he did. He did.
David had flaws and weaknesses just like we all do.
That's right.
So what's stopping our earning?
Yeah.
Our eagerness. Jesus. Our yearning.
My God.
David went and killed a woman's husband to get her.
That's right.
But he still was after God's own heart.
Come on. Come on. He was a mess. My God.
How is your appetite?
Mm-hmm. Change our appetites.
How is your appetite? What is it you've been yearning, longing, and craving for?
My God.
Is it the Word of God?
Yes.
Is it prayer?
Yes.
Is it his presence?
Yes. My God. The Lord.
Let's go to Psalms 34 and 8. And while we go there, I'm going to read to you some more definitions. There's a word that we used often is taste. The definition, to have perception, experience, or enjoyment. The distinctive quality of an experience. To taste.
Yes.
C, to come to know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with my eyes right there. Discover. To find out something by looking, asking, or waiting.
Come on.
Let's read Psalms 34
on,
and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
That's right.
But there's those first four words. Oh, taste.
Yes.
Taste means to have an experience.
That's right.
Or enjoyment.
Come on.
The distinctive quality of an experience.
It gets good and good.
So as you taste him, as you taste of the Lord, and then you begin to see,
yes,
you get to know him.
Come on.
You get to discover him.
Jesus.
He begins to reveal himself to you more and more.
Come on.
Line upon line. Yes. Precept upon precept.
Yes.
We get to know him.
Jesus.
And get to know him. Discover him.
My God.
By looking,
Jesus,
asking,
mm-hmm,
or waiting.
Come on.
Oh, taste and see,
Jesus,
that the Lord is good.
Mm.
Come and find out about him.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. Come and discover me.
Yes.
Come and learn of me. Come and taste of me.
Yes.
Come get to know me.
Yes. Come on.
And you'll know of my goodness.
Yes. Jesus.
Hey.
Has nothing to do with what's going in our mouth, but all about that relationship, that spirit man. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Father. Come to know him.
My God.
He said, come and sup with me.
Come on.
Come and sit down with me for
come
a little
on.
While. Come and learn of me. When Jesus was teaching the disciples, they said, oh, did his words not burn within?
Yeah, didn't it?
They were learning of him. They were coming to know him. They were discovering him more.
Yeah.
They were getting to know him. They were sitting there waiting and basking in what he was teaching.
Yeah.
A relationship with God takes time.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
A relationship with God is not a fast work.
It's not. Jesus, thank you. Mm. Jesus.
God give us the, they have these pet feeders now. Where you don't have, you go out of town, you don't have to leave, you know, your food, just open it, give it to him at a certain time. That's how God feed us. Because he know if he give us too much, we'll regurgitate on it.
Come on.
Come we'll on. End up with acid reflux because we're not overeat. Because
on.
That's how good the word is.
Come
that's
on.
How good he is. Our next scripture, we're going to continue to see just how is our appetites.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2.
Jesus.
God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth. What is thirst? To long, an eager longing, craving and yearning for thee. My flesh longeth, thirsteth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary.
My God.
Now something stood out there to me in that second verse. David said in the sanctuary. So you mean to tell me he wasn't at church? He wasn't amongst the priests and the people. He was at home in his own personal time with God, seeking God, longing for him, asking God, talking to God, looking for God, waiting for God, discovering God, experiencing God. And he talked about his flesh and his soul.
That's right.
Because he knew what he was made of.
He knew. Jesus.
Woo! He, in verse 3, now that I'm looking at it, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Talk to him, David.
Come on.
My lips shall praise thee.
I got to. Jesus.
So we see here again where it's talking about thirsting and longing and seeking God. He says, seek me and I shall be found. Seek me while I may be found.
Jesus.
It's not like he's hidden. It's the fact that we hide from him. Adam and Eve hid in the garden. We hide from God, so we think. We get in a rut, we get in a mess, and the first thing we want to do is pull back. We want to pull back like God don't already know where we are. God don't set a gauge on us, we do.
Come on, say that one more again, please.
God does not set a gauge on you. We do it to ourselves. He said that. The disciples said we measure ourselves by ourselves. If we really thought about how God saw us, we would just burst in tears every time.
Every time.
The old mother, she used to always say, I thank God that he's not like me.
I thank God that he's not like me.
God is merciful. God is gracious. God is loving. God is kind. God is hope. God is strength. He's all those things. He's our refuge. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's on our side. And if he's on our side, who can be against us? How is your appetite tonight? What are we longing and yearning for? What kind of experience are we looking for? What are we trying to discover outside of God?
Come on.
He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these other things will be added unto us.
My God.
How is your appetite?
How is your appetite?
Has your appetite changed lately?
Jesus.
Has it adjusted in me?
Help us.
Have you decided some other things that you don't need in your diet anymore? Have some things begin to mess with your stomach because it's now something that your body cannot hold. This is spiritually. God gives us instructions. He let us know.
He does that.
How is your appetite on tonight? Just think about what your appetite has been over the last month. A lot of times when you go and you start to work out and you want to change some things, they say, get you a log and write down everything that you eat every day. What if we did that spiritually? And we started to write down those things that are in our environments and things that we're dealing with emotionally.
and things that we're looking at and waiting for, longing and yearning after? Will it be the things of God? Will it be the things of the kingdom? Will it be spiritual things? Will it be carnal things? And then they ask you to come and bring it back. I was ashamed to take mine back. Even though I knew what I was working towards, but the fact, when you write it down, it makes a difference when you go back and look at it. Because you see it.
That's right.
And not only that, if you begin to write down the expenses that you paid for, you really become ashamed because I spent this much on food. But what do they say when you go back? It's okay, that's why you're here. We're going to start right here.
Yeah.
Start cutting this back.
Yeah.
Start putting that back.
Yeah.
We'll do one thing at a time.
Beginning.
And that's all God wants us to do,
yes,
is to discover him. Have a distinctive experience with him. Distinctive means one that nobody else can give.
Come on.
It's between him and Danielle. Only she can explain that relationship with God.
Yes.
Psalms 107. Oh, before we go there, let's go to Psalm 73 and 25 while I'm here. Who have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Not one in
heaven. Man, David knew how to stroke God. David knew how to stroke God. He would go in there and he would let God know. And God knew that where his heart was, he knew he meant that thing.
He was for real.
He knew he meant it.
He
knew he was sincere.
That's right. Not just lip service.
David said, I can't come to heaven. I don't have nobody up there but you. But here on this earth, there is none upon this earth that I desire beside thee.
Come on.
That's a craving, that's a yearning, that's a longing, that's a hunger.
That's that eagerness.
Oh, that men will praise thee, will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, the thirsty soul, and filleth the hungry, eager desire, strong and urgent desire of interest soul with goodness.
Come on. Say that again, please.
The Lord, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul. He's not going to leave you hanging.
Yeah,
he said he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. He satisfies the thirsty soul, the soul that is eager to get to know him, the soul that is eager for that experience, the soul that is eager to discover him, to find out more about him. Even though he tells us we'll never know all about him.
That's right.
But guess what? He got certain things he want to reveal to you about him. God, give us that experience, that distinctive experience and enjoyment. In you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Rest upon us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Change our appetites, God.
Yes.
To long after you even the more.
Jesus. My God.
John 6 and 35. John 6:35 says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger.
Never.
And he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Never.
And I didn't have this one written down, but John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said, let him come unto me and drink. Now I have a definition here for drink as well. To take in or suck up. Absorb. This one what got me.
That's cool.
To receive into one's consciousness. When you receive something into your consciousness, it becomes a part of you. You can't help but to think about that thing. It can't help but to come across your mind.
Yes.
It can't help but to be a thought, because it's in your consciousness.
It's
meditate on him day and night. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Now, God has been asking us, how is our appetite? We talked about hunger. We talked about thirsting. None of it to do with our palate. Not our natural palate, but our spirit. Now, one may ask, how to maintain a balance and healthy appetite. Well, before we go there, we're going to talk about some things that can kind of offset your appetite. Sometimes we have things, hormonal things, that turns up the appetite, cause you to eat a little bit more. Sometimes being happy, being in a good place, causes us to eat a little bit more. That's in the natural, but in the spirit, we should have a balance. We should always long and thirst and hunger and want to taste and see of God.
Always.
So sometimes when it seems like we can't get that eating and everything under control, we can't get our weight under control, we go and we try to look up some things that's going to suppress that appetite.
Come on.
What does suppress mean? To withhold from circulation or publication.
Come on.
To hold in check or restrain. What's suppressing your appetite?
What's stopping you?
What's suppressing your appetite?
Jesus.
And another definition was to forcibly stop. What's suppressing your appetite?
Jesus.
Let's go to 1 John 2:15-16. We'll find out. John 2:15-16 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Say that again.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Not at all.
For all that is in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father,
not at all,
but is of this world. And the world passes away, 17, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Come on.
Now, we talk about the lust of the flesh. We know all of those things. We know even overeating and a whole bunch of things, sexual things, lying, all of that, lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes, what we see, what draws us away. We talked about that earlier. He talked about what we're looking at, how we're looking and waiting on him. And the pride of life, being all into ourselves, all about ourselves. Trying to make sure I'm on the top, trying to make sure I look good, trying to make sure I dry good. All of that, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, all draws us away and suppresses the appetite for God. It forcibly stops the appetite for God.
Come on.
It's not that God doesn't want us to have things, because he said, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
That's it.
So he wants us to look nice. He wants us to drive nice. He wants us to have pocket change like Hakeem on the color on Coming to America. He wants us to have that kind of pocket change. He wants us to have things, but he said, "Not love not those things, and put those things ahead of him. Don't make those things an idol." He wants us to have jobs. He wants us to have careers. He wants us to have our own businesses, but don't put those things before him. He wants us to have husbands. He wants us to have wives. He wants us to have children, but don't put those people before him.
Yes, Jesus, come on. Yes.
What's suppressing your appetite?
Jesus, help us, Lord.
What's suppressing your prayer life? What's suppressing your time with God?
My Lord.
What's suppressing even your meditating? What's suppressing your witnessing?
Come on.
First he asked, how is our appetite? Now he asks, what's suppressing it? What's stopping it?
Jesus.
What has caused it to diminish and decrease? It is slowly dissipating.
Come on, Lord, help us, Lord.
It's slowly evaporating. Everything that God has poured into you. Everything that God has poured into us.
Help us, Lord.
He said that Satan desires to sift us as wheat.
That's right.
And as I said earlier, God relationship, it takes time. Guess what? The enemy come and sift. Sift and die fast. When you sift something, you got to shake that thing. You got to, it's got some little bitty holes. It's taking time to get through there. Before you know it, the presence of God has left you.
Slowly but sure.
I was spending time with God. Now, I just wait until I hear a song that moved me. And I wait till it moved me right on into the presence of God. He didn't say that he thrust us and pushed us into his presence.
Come on.
He said we have to long after him. He satisfied the soul that longeth after him. He satisfied the soul that he filleth the soul that thirsteth after him.
That want
to come. He said, come to know me. Discover me. Experience me. Enjoy me.
Come on.
I'm fun.
Yes,
I got some good stuff for you.
Yes, he is.
I got good stuff for you.
Yes.
I come bearing gifts.
Jesus.
I come bearing love.
Yes.
I come bearing hope.
Yes. Assurance, confidence, all the stuff you want. Yes, Lord.
What's suppressing the appetite?
Jesus. Jesus. Come on, Lord.
And then in the natural, when they give you all this vitamin and all that, I want all this other stuff they give you, once they take you off of it, your body's shaking.
Come on.
Withdrawals. You're shaking from withdrawals, and you think you're hungry, think you need some sugar, right, and all of that. You're unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go through another process to get you back to where you was before you took the stuff.
Come on. Come on.
So it's a cycle. Mm.
Come on.
He said he'd have us hot or cold.
That's it. Either or.
Anything in between, lukewarm, he'll spew us out.
Yeah. Mm. Don't want that at all. Stop playing.
We had it ready, Lord.
Stop pretending.
Keep us fervent, hot, right, boiling, yeah, overflowing.
That's it. Come on.
What's suppressing your appetite? It can be the smallest thing. I just want to spend time with my kids. Okay. Kids need to have a longing and a yearning for God too.
Come on.
Mm. My husband said, I don't give him no time. Okay, God honors that. Give him some time, but give God his too.
Come on.
My job wants me to work overtime, yeah, every Sunday. Every month. Okay, we'll make it to Tuesday night. It starts small. They'll ask you to work one Sunday, then you find yourself working all of them.
That's right.
God wants us to have a standard. He wants us to have a standard when it comes to Him.
Yes,
and again, I say a relationship with God takes time. It takes work. That's with any relationship, even with friendships. Over time, it takes time. You got to learn each other. You got to discover each other. You got to know you can't talk harsh to this one, but you can to this one. This one, you got to be a little subtle with delivering her the message. But this one, you can just go straight, straight shooter with her. That's how God is with us. He's a loving God. He's a just God. He's not a God that's trying to push us away. He said, delight in Him, and He'll give us the desires of our heart. He said He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him.
Diligently.
Diligently.
Consistently. Jesus.
My last one. So you may be asking how to maintain a balanced and healthy appetite. Colossians 2:2. And while you're getting, I'm going to read a definition. Affections. The Lord led me to the Greek word, which is splachnon.
Which is who?
Splachnon. Okay. S-P-L-A-N-C-H-N-O-N. Okay. Affection in Greek is splachnon, which means inward parts, heart, lungs, liver, all of those things, and also that deep internal yearning. He tells us to love Him with all our heart, mind, and soul. That's those inward parts. That deep internal yearning. Colossians says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And as we do a reverse, 1 John 2:15-6 talk about all those things that's in this earth. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He says to set not your affections. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Set your inward parts to deeply, eternally yearn on things above.
Come on.
Not on things of this earth.
Jesus.
Walk in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And we will not fulfill the lust flesh. Of the flesh.
That's right.
Father God, we just thank you on tonight. God, we thank you for allowing us to see what our appetites are like. To consider what we're looking at, what we're yearning after, what we're yearning and longing after, Father. Father God, we just thank you on tonight for giving us a new appetite. Our appetite after you, to desire you even the more, to yearn after you even the more, to taste and see that you are good,
yes.
To hunger and thirst after you, to set our affections on things above. Yes. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God, for renewing us, refreshing us, reviving us,
yes. Yes.
Changing our spiritual appetites.
Yes.
Lord God, and we set aside, Lord God, every appetite suppressant, Lord God. Everything in our lives that suppresses our appetite for you. That suppresses our hunger and our thirst after you. That suppresses our tasting and our seeing, our experience, our discovering, and coming to know you, God. We pray right now, God, that you would cover us in your blood, God. Oh, God, renew our minds, God. Transform us, Lord God, into who you have called us to be, Lord God. We thank you, God, for examining our appetites. For taking notice of our appetites. God, we thank you all tonight. We bless you tonight, God. We set our affections, our inward parts, our hearts, to deeply and internally yearn after you.
Yes.
We eagerly desire you. We eagerly and urgently desire and take interest in you. And the things of your kingdom. God, tonight we take it by force. We take it by force. Your word tells us that the kingdom of heaven suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. We take our appetites back. Our appetites for you, Father. And we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We bless you on tonight, Lord God. We glorify your name, God. We glorify your name, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. How is your appetite? How is your appetite? Lord God, those things that surround us, the people we surround ourselves with, the atmospheres and environments that we in, Lord God, help us to examine those. All of those appetite suppressants. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We bless you, Father. And we glorify you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you for your presence, oh God. God, we thank you for your presence, oh God. Anointing of the living God. Rest upon her right now, God. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Oh, God, touch her in our body right now, Lord God, in our nervous system, in our circulatory system, in our respiratory system, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. Thank you that you're perfecting those things that concern her. Heal her in our body, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for healing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for meeting every need, God. Oh, God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy over her life right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Every ounce of worry, God, release it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. Lord, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the enemy is using your own thoughts against you.
He's causing you to think certain things and think things are happening. You got to speak life. You got to get that word. If you don't know what to say, you get that word, you quote your Bible, and you find scriptures to say. You know no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The enemy have no power and authority over me and my household. Lord, I'll cover her mind, cover her thoughts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. The devil trying to give you a panic attack and make you think that you're having a heart attack. In the middle of the night, you're scared to sleep because you think you're going to die. But we cancel that right now in the name of Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with your heart. The Lord says there's nothing wrong with your heart.
The blood of Jesus.
I love the name of
God. I literally us the victory.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
messed up because you don't know when you're going to pass out. You don't know when you're going to have a heart attack.
Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your covering, and we thank you for your peace. We thank you for being in our midst on tonight, God. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for comforting our sister, Keita. We thank you, Father God, for reassuring her and letting her know you are with her even into the very end of the world. We just want to thank you for everybody, God, that even had a heart to come out on tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to touch the woman of God. Touch her in her body and her mind and everything that she put out, all the virtue that she produced on tonight amongst your people. Restore back unto her, God. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done in her life. Continue to encourage her. Continue to comfort her. And continue to keep her, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, somebody. Was not that a word? I was trying to contain myself. It's so good to sit down and listen to the word of God, and I ain't the one giving. Thank you, Jesus, for the woman of God. I love the Lord, and I will not take him back. I do. The word that went forward, make sure y'all put y'all prayers and stuff on that altar. Please, we're going to get ready to get our offering, and then we're going to dismiss. Did that word not come with power? You could tell when the word good to me, because I can't sit still. I be just rocking. I don't know to go forward or side to side, to stand up or sit down, baby. I be talking too much. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. I thank God on tonight. She wanted to take the prayers home with her. You can't take the prayers home with you,
baby. I got them on my foot.
Yeah, she's stumping on me. She's stumping on me. Did you hear what I said? She's stumping on him. It's okay. He said put it under your feet, didn't he? Right. He said put it under our feet. I thank God for Jesus, you all. I thank God for Jesus and that word. I just got to play that song one more time, everything. Jesus, we're going to get ready to get our offering and we're going to dismiss you guys. Thank you, Jesus.
Singing, the Lord was just saying with that quick work, he's going to do a quick work. He's already started. I can see the difference from January to now. God is doing a quick work. You know how when you're pushing your kids there, you wait, you just push them, you turn them off.
Yeah. Hurry up.
God got some work for us to do. He got some work for us to do. He's redeeming the time.
Thank you, God, for the redemption.
He's redeeming the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
And with redemption comes restitution.
Come on.
And recompense.
Restoration.
All kind of, and I keep seeing restorative. That had nothing when you said restorative.
Thank you, Jesus.
God doing surgery. He reconstructing something.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He's doing root canals in the spirit. Oh,
hey! Hallelujah. You're not supposed to go get one today. Lord, I castle.
I'm just saying. I am just so excited about what God is doing.
Jesus.
It's past.
unexplainable. I can't explain it. But it's not just for one of us, it's for all of us.
For everybody. Yes.
You know how some people get in their corner and they're like, oh, God, you're doing this. No, he's showing me he's doing it for all
everybody
of us.
Everybody's got access.
Everybody has access.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I say, God, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all know I'm driving, right?
Yeah.
I don't go too far. I'm getting past them fears and stuff that I don't drive at night either.
Oh, thanks to me. Thanks to me.
I thank God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank you,
thank you
for opening the doors to me. I thank you for obeying God. I thank you for hearing God. I thank you for your love for God and his people. I thank you for how you like to see people unlock and move forward. I thank you for how you see people untangled and tied up. And how you really desire, with no motive, no hidden intention. I just want God to use people. I just want people to get what God has for them. Many crowns. Many crowns. Many crowns.
Thank you, Jesus.
And like he told you before, you're going to see a lot of them crowns come back. It's in many different crowns. You have crowns for winning souls, crowns for praying, all kind of different crowns. But you're going to see, you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to see your crown. And Father God, I pray right now that even as her feet touch, as she even fly over into Jamaica, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord would meet her there. That the favor of the Lord would meet her there. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that even some money is going to be returned unto you. Some people are going to take care of some things for you. God told you that back in January, that when you go, some stuff going to be taken care of. It's going to even be money returned back unto you. Because of the favor of God and because you obey God.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
For your obedience.
Thank you.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. And you sacrificed some things even to go. But because you were obedient, God is going to restore it back into you. It's going to be like you never missed it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'll never miss it. God just be waiting on us to obey. He already had a blessing.
Yes.
He just want us to obey.
Yes.
I have a testimony that 2 weeks ago I wasn't going to pay my tithe. And I'm like, Lord, it already say negative. And I got to get my tithe. And when I released those tithes within $48, God had tripled that.
Hey! Glory!
I'm obedient.
Thank you, Jesus.
Obedience. Our obedience. And it's the atmosphere we in, too. I hope y'all understand, and I know y'all do because you can see under her. But the assignment of the prophet in your life is to get things moving in your life. Prophets get us moving. God said, you do the work, and prophets help us speed along. That's what Lord was showing me. And I'm just, they help speed us along. Because they're what God has called her to do. Not all prophets do that. They want to prophesy houses and stuff because, see, then they get a big offer. Because they can prophesy the house and the car and all of that. But God is concerned about our souls, as we heard on tonight. How is your appetite? What you chewing on? What you eating on spiritually? What you looking at? What you longing for? What you yearning for? What you trying to discover? Come to know me. That's where he wants us at. And it takes work and time. I'm not going to tell nobody. God just going to put it in your lap.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you you're going to understand the scripture just because you read the Bible. It takes time. You have to labor. We have to labor with him.
Got to.
Just like on our job, they take us through training and they leave. Mm-hmm.
And they keep watching
over. And they keep watching over you. But with them, they put you on probation. God don't. He said, just keep getting into
just keep it. Just
keep it moving.
Keep it moving, baby.
With a job, they'll put you on a 90-day probation. But we'll come back and see how you do.
With no help.
No help. Thank God he's not like me.
Thank you, Lord, for the help. Say that again.
Thank God he is not like me. They'll put you on a PI and performance improvement.
Come on.
God ain't call you to perform.
Yes.
I ain't call you to perform, but that's what they do. They put you on a performance improvement plan. But thank God that he's not like me. Thank God that he's gracious.
Thank
you. He's merciful. He's kind. He's long-suffering. Lord, is he long-suffering.
Jesus.
And I thank him for it. But he's everything. Everything to you. I thank you. Bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to give y'all a testimony. Because people don't know how I sacrifice so much. And I'll never complain, and I don't mind. But I know what I have done spent. And I know that I ain't done put absolutely nothing back. Say replenish. He replenished my account double, and I ain't trying to find out where it came from. I'm telling you, I was like, nah, I know I spent that. How I get back up to that? It just went right back up to where, and then so I'm looking through and I'm like, well, all it's saying is deposit. Deposit. I'm like, but I ain't. I say, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, and that's all. That's it, and that's all. Dude, glory! I thank you in advance, God. I thank you in advance. The owner of the house called me and he was like, well, when are you arriving? And I told him what time I'd be there. He said, well, you don't pose to check in until this time. He said, but I'm going to let you come at this time. I say, what? He said, yeah. Way early. He said, when I tell you, God, it's, I ain't gonna say he all in my business because I ain't got no business.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say, but God, no, I'm gonna say just God. Just God. Just God is doing it. He's doing everything that he said that he was gonna do. I got a driver and the lady called me today. She said, well, he's going to be at your disposal 24/7 during your whole time here. So whatever or high air, if you want to go to another city or whatever in Jamaica, you can go. It don't matter. We ain't got to worry about no gas. We ain't got to. It's a, I guess I slide on the Montego Bay while I'm there. I just thank God. I thank God. I got so many phone calls today, and I was just ecstatic sitting in the doctor's office. She told me, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm getting all kind of calls from Jamaica, from all kind of. I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for the favor. I want to thank God for everything that he is doing, not just in my life, but for everybody in here. I just want to thank God. So don't just pray for me, but pray for Ty too, because she going with me too. We going over there. God said, you're going to be traveling. Like, did you hear what the Lord said? God said. God said, she just was saying the other day, me and her was talking, she said, I want to go here and I want to go there and I want to. She just said she wanted to go all the, I mean, literally. She just, it ain't even been 3-4 days you said that. In. She said, I, Pastor, I'm just going to tell you, I want to be gone. I want. I just want to thank God. We're going to get ready to get our offering. I just want to give y'all the testimony of how God is moving and how he is. I'm telling you. You know, God say his eyes is in every place. His eyes is in every place. So I'm telling y'all, ain't nobody in here prophesying. They prophesy. And it is of God. I thank God for any and everything that he is doing in all of our lives, y'all. Don't even have a clue. God is just taking us from glory to glory to glory. He elevating us. He illuminating us. And like she say, he redeeming the time. He said, I've been telling y'all, he said he got to do this stuff right quick. Yes. Because of where he's taking the ministry. So let him do what he going to do inside of you as an individual, so you could be in your right position. Amen. Let's hold that offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. Dear God in heaven, we come to you.